When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. Today, BT, there's only one king. We've talked about Steve Cohen and calling him a king for over a year and this and that. Well, this was finally the move that the Mets had to make. We talked about it all offseason. This predates even when the Yankees traded for Juan Soto. They needed this type of move. Ohtani was never going to be a player for New York. Yamamoto played New York. This had to be the guy to get, and Steve Cohen went out there, acted like a king, and has delivered. Now, obviously, there's a lot that's going to follow, and there's different perspectives here from the Mets perspective being excited, the Yankee perspective losing out on the player, but King Cohen delivered the Mets fans something that they have never had before, not only getting a star player in the prime of his career, age 26 in free agency, and paying the most money to do it, stealing him away from the Yankees in the process.
I think it's the most stunning New York sports story that I've ever seen. You know, I really think so. And when I say that, you have to go back to when they first got him. And now, like, of course, in the last, you know, couple of months with the Mets finishing strong, and that I always thought that was really important optically for Juan Soto, although it was always going to be about the money. Like, if the Mets were a 75-win team this year, I thought that would, you know, be a big advantage for the Yankees. I don't know if he would be gung-ho to join that. But I think when you look at the perceptual balance of power, because neither team won the World Series a year ago. The Mets haven't won forever. The Yankees haven't won for too long as well. You know, this is a chase for a piece of the pie that the Mets have never owned off the field.
Right.
And I think Yankee fans have to certainly understand that. I mean, you do what you want to do, but I think to not understand that and own it now. There'll be a time to fight back, you know, like once the season starts. It's also the middle of December, and the Yankees just lost one of the best hitters they've ever had. So I think to take this anything other than a massive loss is missing the mark. And even like when Kevin Durant and Kyrie spurned the Knicks and they went to the Nets, I mean, you know, the Knicks, we love them, but they're not the Yankees. They've never won a championship in a lifetime, you know? Yankees have five in mind.
Right.
So, actually seven, but in terms of five that I really want. So I think that even that was different. It's stunning. Big picture, going back to the day that the Yankees acquired him a little over a year ago, stunning.
The Mets have had better teams than the Yankees. I mean, it's obviously been far and few between, but they've had better teams than the Yankees season to season, and that could continue to change moving forward. This doesn't guarantee the Mets are going to win a World Series sooner than the Yanks. But this does guarantee now that little brother, LOL, second citizen Mets, little engine that could, underdog, that's over. That's ancient history. Now the Mets and Yankees both at the big boy table, the way that it should be, the way the Mets fans have wanted for a long time. And even when the Mets were operating more functional, even under the Wilpons, and they were getting big free agents, it was still never to the level of the Yankees or the top teams in the sport. They were good and they were spending money, but never like the Yankees. Now it's on par, actually greater than what the Yankees. So the offseason battle, BT, has been answered. They are on equal footing. If anything, the Mets now have the edge, as they showed, by not only getting the player that both teams wanted, but stealing him away from the Yankees. Thought they were getting a coup when they traded for Soto, get him in here, be able to keep him, lure him with the power of the pinstripes. Nope, didn't work. Steve Cohen ended up winning in the end, even in a scenario that had everything in favor of the Yankees. So at the very least, both teams now on equal footing as far as the offseason stuff goes and the intangible things goes as far as, you know, bringing players in to build a better team. Now, the results have to follow. That's going to be the hardest part for the Mets here. But for Mets fans to have this one in the offseason, that's as great as it gets.
Yeah, and I'm not here to take away from that joy. I mean, it's I can only imagine what it's like to be a Mets fan today. You got to be so pumped up, man. It would be like, from a Jets perspective, getting Aaron Rodgers 15 years ago.
Right.
I mean, think about how excited I got about Rodgers when he was 39 years old. I mean, imagine if he came here and he was in his mid-20s. I get it. I'm not here to step on anybody's parade or you know, although I'd with the air out of the balloon, you know. I'm certainly not here to do that. You guys have had a rough ride for a long time, especially if you're an older Met fan. So I don't want to say it's awesome because my team is adversely affected, but I certainly respect what's happening here and all the Met fans. I genuinely am, in a weird, twisted way, happy for you because I'm from here and I know that you guys are great Met fans. The one thing that this does, too, is, you know, it shows you, forget about the Yankees Mets for a second, Sal. Toronto was in on this. The Red Sox get ready to spend money again. The Dodgers blowing everybody with the Guggenheim hedge fund. I mean, like, so there are so many other impediments now in the way of the Yankees to build things out in the future. It's not just Cohen who is now in their way, but the advantage the Yankees have almost always owned is dissipating by the year. Other teams are joining the party, jumping in, spending money.
Correct. The playing field has been leveled for a while.
Which means you got to start drafting and developing better now.
Correct. This just cemented it. And think about it from this perspective. So not only are the Mets getting Juan Soto, a superstar in the prime of his career, 26, not only are they stealing away from the Yankees, it also comes after an extended period where the Mets weren't even players in free agency for the longest time. Like, go back to Jason Bay, and even he was the perfect Met free agent under prior ownership, whereas Holiday, if you remember, was the big outfielder. Uh-huh. The Mets went for the second guy.
4 years for Jason Bay. Was definitely 4 years.
And it was going to fit their ballpark.
Yeah.
But this is 2009, and the Mets were players in big free agency, still not to the level of the top teams, but players in free agency. After that, they were never big players again in free agency until Max Scherzer or Justin Verlander, which obviously weren't, they didn't work out the way that you'd hope. But think about the gap. You know, prior to that, you're going back to Carlos Beltran, and even Beltran, like, the Yankees didn't really want him.
Hampton, yeah, Santana, big money.
Okay. So think about what the Mets, where they were after the Madoff stuff from 2009 on to today. This is like full circle now, officially burying that old school Met stuff where King Cohen finally, BT, putting his imprint on this organization.
True.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joe is in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So one thing about the contract. So I know the Yankees offered him 16 years for $760, I believe. And it doesn't seem like it's off by much from the Mets. But what happens is the Mets contract, the first 5 years, is over $60
million. Yes. And it's top heavy. Correct.
Yeah. So I don't think they were willing to go there, you know?
Yeah. And I would want to know why. Like, if you're in it for $760 for 16 years, you're not going to go top heavy. I understand that there's tax implications. I know it's not dollar for dollar. Understood.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, and listen, there's things I take issue with. I don't want to make this to be a perfect presentation. Oh, well, the Yankees, they lost by $5 million. No, the Mets are smarter with this stuff. Like, they were more creative. They were more willing to go the extra mile. Did the Yankees have a $75 million signing bonus for them? I mean, we don't know that yet. My guess is no.
Right.
That's my guess.
No deferred money from the Mets, which
zero.
We knew was going to be the case. Like, Cohen just doesn't. What do you want? Here you go.
Yeah,
no deferrals. You want a bonus? Done. Here you go. I want you. You're coming home to me.
Yeah.
Now you can't leave. Right, Chaz? Now you can't leave.
Oh, God. This day can't end soon enough.
Too.
Jeez.
It's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I think the other thing is, too, is that you know, they wouldn't be able to sign any other. They have so many other holes to fill.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if they had paid him that, they wouldn't be able to sign anyone else.
Yeah. Well, listen, and Joe, thanks for the call. That's why, And the only thing that I, and listen, I'm not going to start jumping into Twitter battles. At the end of the day, I really couldn't care what somebody tweets at me. But a lot of people chose not to believe this, right? And I can just tell you from the bottom of my heart, I meant this then and I mean this now. I really didn't believe that the Yankees would do much more if they got Soto. I thought maybe Christian Walker, because he's a little bit older, which would be good. Like if they had Walker at first, Soto, and then obviously Judge and the young kids take a step forward, I could see, all right, the Yankees will be very good again. But I knew they wouldn't do what I expect the Mets to do now that they've gotten Soto as well. There's just different limitations for the Yankees. That's the new world. You got to accept it, right? So, but when I was saying this, like, hey, listen, you know, he's not a generational player. He's a generational hitter. He's not Griffey. He's not Mantle. He's not for me. Not for me. I'm not looking at debate. I'm just looking to reset this. Like, for me, I was open. I was very open to a Yankee future without him because I watched the lineup a year ago, and there's no assurances that Volpe 3.0 is going to be better than Volpe 2.0. Maybe a tick, but we don't know. We don't really know if Austin Wells is the real deal. We don't know what the hell Jason Dominguez is. We don't know. You know, we don't know. There's a lot of we don't knows. And I do know that when you have 2, 3, or 4 automatic outs in a lineup, that team is not good enough to win the World Series. So I was a little intrigued. I didn't mean to jump in. I was a little intrigued there, Sal, at the prospects of building out a more whole Yankee lineup. Now's your chance, Cashman. Go do it.
Well, but don't you think that's the problem with the Yankees? This deal or this move was made years prior. Like, it didn't just happen now because the way the Yankees set their team up years ago, whether it's Stanton, whether it's Judge, LeMahieu, whatever it may be, they are or were not in the best spot to be able to land Juan
Soto.
Because
they've been run poorly for a long time, and they haven't drafted and developed enough players, basically none, you know, except Judge, and we'll go half a point for Volpe at this point, and a couple of the pitchers. And because, you know, they had the Yankee the level of responsibility and to justify the ticket prices and all the other stuff. Like, the Yankees obviously spend a lot of money, and I'm grateful for that as a Yankee fan, but they were buying out mistakes because the things that they had to do well, A-ball, double-A, draft, develop, those things, organizational, you know, philosophies that just seem to be scattered, multiple different hitting coaches, multiple different hitting philosophies. Year one, Volpe's got a swing. Year two, it's changed, and year two, it's better. But who the hell knows what year three is going to be? There were so many voices and sharp, like, recalibrations because they made a lot of mistakes.
You know, and remember, too, the Mets dodged a bullet with Carlos Correa. Because going into that year, they signed Verlander, and then they were on the precipice of getting Correa, and it was a huge deal.
Yep.
And that, to me, was like, this guy's a king. Like, he doesn't care. He thinks Correa is the final piece. Mm-hmm. Just let's get it done. What is it, 400? But whatever it was for Correa at the time. Obviously, the injury stuff happened. Turns out the Mets didn't get him. They had a bad season. Then they traded off those pieces. As we said, paid money to build in the prospects. But imagine if they were tied to Correa, big money. I still think Cohen is so rich that maybe it wouldn't have impacted them, BT. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But because they were able to avoid that potential disaster, it gave him a chance to reset. Cohen learned from mistakes that he made and almost made, and it put them in a spot where last year, remember, we were having this debate. I didn't want Bellinger. I didn't want Snell or Montgomery. I said, no. Let's sit this out. If you're not going to get Yamamoto, make the smart investment. Sit this out and wait for Soto. And that's what they did. They basically had a clean slate, and now they go all in and land the big fish. Mark is in Blooming Grove. What's up, Mark?
Great show, Sal. Great show, BK.
BT.
The one positive, BT, I'm sorry. The one positive note today for us Yankee fans is if this story went the other way, we'd be talking to Jet Giant football already. So that's the one positive thing. I got 2 points that I'd like to make. One is there's a rumor starting last week that I don't know if you guys might know this, but his best friend on the Yankees was Clay Holmes. And I wonder if that had anything to do with it. And my second
who said
point
that?
Would be...
I thought he was
best buddies with Glaber.
Yeah, who knows?
Whatever.
Well, that's what they said.
Works for Mickey. I don't care. Bring him all in. What's Glaber doing next? Bring him back. Mets could use a DH. Hey, I live with Glaber as a DH instead of Martha. I don't want him anywhere near second base or in the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other point would be, just like when Cohen got the Mets, and I remember how Starbuck was complaining about our payroll was too high at $200 million, blah, blah, blah. And that payroll is with $200 million to $300 million quick because of the pressure from Cohen. I kind of think that this is, I'm not saying it's a good thing for the Yankees. Obviously, I'd much rather have Soto. But I do think this puts pressure on Hal. I do think they're going to, I mean, if I was an athlete, I wouldn't mind being a free agent right now and not a sign because I think Burns' price is going to go up. I also think Bregman, thank God he hasn't signed. He's definitely getting more money than he would have last week. And I think the Yankees are going to be forced to make a move or two. And actually, I think that the payroll will be higher than it was this year.
It might be. And it's going to be split out. And that's what is interesting to me. And thanks for the call. But now you got to go out. You got to make sure you dot these I's. We can sit here all day until the cows come home and say, well, the money didn't spend on Soto. Just throw it here and over there and over there. Well, what if over here decides to stay in Arizona? What if over there decides to, like, the Cubs don't trade Bellinger? I mean, I know we're assuming that a lot of things are going to happen. And I do. I do think the Yankees will be very, very active. But what's also happened now, and I think I really look at the Severino deal, basically 3 years for $70 million for the A's, who don't even go by the Oakland because they don't have a city right now because they're playing in Sacramento. Like, to me, if you, and I like Severino more than Sal, even though I know you respect what he did a year ago, obviously, but I think he's a little bit better than you do. But if the A's, who are broke, destitute, homeless, if they gave him $70 million, what do you think Corbin Burns is going to get?
Right.
Even Manaea. I think that tax on guaranteed a fourth year from Manaea, maybe a fifth with an option, and probably another $50, $60, $70 million, which not only complicates, you know, the Mets' retention of Manaea, but the Yankees, because now I think that there's been this explode. Now, granted, Soto's unique, understood, but that Severino deal told me that this market is spiking. I thought that Adames would get 7 years. I didn't think he'd get 180. So, like, these numbers are higher. So what does that do for the Yankees' ability to get three or four guys? I don't know.
The problem is where, and we said this Saturday night, we were together at the Islander game, where we're talking about, once Adames is off the board, now there is no great pivot to a bat in free agency. Like, Walker, sure, the Yankees needed him, but Adames was the second best bat on the market. He was off the board first, so whoever missed out on Soto was going to be up against it and maybe have to get more creative than initially thought. Like, and you're right. All of a sudden, you know, it's, we can't just be Walker and Bregman. Well, what if Bregman stays in Houston? What if Walker goes to Seattle? Now what?
Well, if that's the case,
now you're playing with fire here.
Sal, if that's the case, you've got to just front, you've got to get Burns and Fried.
And just go all
and,
in the
and
other
by the way, that's not really how I'm looking to win the World Series in 2025 and beyond because, you know, outside of one or two guys, let's face it, every October game is a battle of attrition in the bullpen. There's been a de-emphasis of starters. Think about this, Sal. This is no longer, you know, Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale and Guidry in the 70s or Seaver in 69 with the Mets. I mean, half these guys, even Gerrit Cole, who had some really good games, like, these guys are done fairly fast. So I don't think that's the ideally you split it. Maybe one arm and three bats, but Yanks got a lot of work to do.
Harold is in the Bronx. What's up, Harold?
Hello.
What's up, Harold?
Yeah, listen, I've been a Yankee fan, believe it or not, since the 50s. I knew their starting lineup. I don't know what I had for breakfast yesterday, but listen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You remember things when you were a kid.
Not fully, but I'm sure we'll get there, God willing.
Believe it or not, I'm a New York fan. And if it wasn't for the Yankees, I'd be rooting for the Mets. But I can't. You get sucked in with the Yankees. You hope they win all the time, and you can't stand when they lose. It's selfish.
Yeah.
I remember when they used to have the Dodgers as their enemies.
Yeah, we still do. They just beat us in the World Series.
And now you got a new enemy.
No, I don't have an enemy. What I was worried about most was Boston Red Sox. That would have hurt much more than the Mets. Mm. Because this is a New York team. I'm happy for the New York. Listen, this is a wake-up call for the Yankees. It was easy. They didn't have to think. All they had is Soho. They don't have to think about where else to fix up the team. They were being lazy. Now they got to really think about making a team. They wouldn't have had a team. And I always thought that Soto was a guy I always knew when I called up at the sports, maybe your station or another competing station, about a month ago, and I said, you can tell by the way he talks. He wants to be the number one man, and Sal said that earlier.
Yeah.
He wants to be the guy. He didn't want to be second place. He's not a guy ever.
I didn't want to be the second best player on the team. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Anywhere. No. He wanted to be. You could tell the way he struts around. This is not. He's not Judge. Judge could have been second player. He would have taken second place.
Yeah.
Judge.
Yeah.
But there are certain people that won't do it.
Yeah. Rank the Yankees. Oh, sorry to cut you off there, but thank you for the call, Harold. Rank the Yankees in order of performance in the postseason. Does Judge even get second? And that one? Probably not. Like this, let's not make it like Judge. And by the way, you also have to factor in the age where they're at. So I understand. Look, I've said it many times how much I love Juan Soto and everything that I love about him, but I never once thought to myself, that's the best baseball player I've ever seen. Whereas watching Aaron Judge, I said, that's the best baseball player I've ever seen. So we understand the differences. However, right now, I'd much rather have Juan Soto for 15 years at 765 with escalators for 800 than I would Aaron Judge, even with his contract at age 33.
Well, I mean, listen, at this point, especially Judge banging 58 home runs hitting 320, I mean, come on. So now, how long does that last? I don't know.
Well, that's the biggest question.
Understood. And I do think, you know, final year, two or three, he's big. There's not a lot of players, Dave Winfield, Dave Parker, not many that are big like that. Richie Sexton. So we'll have to see how he ages. I think it'll be fairly graceful, but I don't know until we actually know.
And at least now you know he's locked in at right field. Don't mess with that.
That's where I was going. Like, for all the stuff that is, you know, disappointing and no longer Soto 2 and Judge 3 and the nightly show, if there's a silver, there's two. Number one, you know that the Yankees are going to make multiple moves and at least take a little solace, and I mean a little, in that the big boy is back in right field and the body is no longer going to be taxed. I mean, that's the way it was in center field or maybe even potentially in left field.
As you were just saying that, I started to think about, yeah, that's right. So the Yankees, you know, they didn't need a right fielder because they have Aaron Judge now. So Judge seamlessly in right field. Bleacher Creek, you know what's coming.
No,
but the Mets didn't have a right fielder.
I know.
And remember,
but you still don't. You just have a good hitter.
Well, no. Now they've got a right fielder.
No, you have a great hitter. He's not a good outfielder.
All of a sudden, those Cadillac clubs.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seats
in
right field.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to get on the phone with Jamie.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, baby, those Cadillac club seats just became a lot more interesting. Soto right there. Last year, I went up seeing Starling Marte. I'm like, yeah, these seats are nice, but like Marte? Now it's Juan Soto.
It's a different show. It's a different show. And of course, I'm on social media this morning. What do I see on the Mets verified account? Boom, 2025, you know, single game season tickets on sale. No dummies. No dummies, Sal.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls. When we come back, also the official coronation of a king coming up at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We heard Chaz Palminteri is still trying to take shots at the Mets. I don't know if you saw it over the weekend, BT. I'm sure you heard about it. Saturday Night Live.
I saw it.
Did a skit.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels and those seats behind home plate. You and Jimmy Fallon trying to mock the Mets. Church lady came in and called the Mets the poor people. Right church, wrong pew, church lady. Guess again. Lorne, sticking where the sun don't shine, my friend. Yeah, Yankees, all that SNL stuff, laughing at the Mets, LOL, that's over. Now, Lord, where's the next skit Saturday night? By the way, SNL hasn't been funny in 30 years. I mean, Yankees have been dominating the town for 30 years. SNL hasn't been funny since the church lady left the first time, since Sandler and Foley weren't any good, since they moved on. The show hasn't been any good. And Lorne and SNL still writing jokes, poking fun of the Mets. Guess what? They poked the wrong bear. King Cohen is not to be toyed with, BT. SNL with egg on their face.
SNL's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, so it wasn't even funny. It wasn't even witty. It wasn't even well written or witty. It was a low hanging fruit. It was awful. That was awful.
I love Lorne Michaels and him and Jimmy Fallon sitting home plate. Enjoy your little your B team now. Enjoy the B team. Maybe the joke's on you. Maybe you should be calling King Cohen to say, hey, by the way, Mets tickets went on sale today. See if you could get some tickets behind home plate for the new show in town.
Listen, have you fun. Air it
I'm
out.
I'm going to lay it on thick now.
As you
not
should.
You, you've
no,
well.
I get it. Just understand there's a season to play, and then there's a championship to win.
I'm not worried about that now.
Nor should you be.
It's December.
Not today. Yep, I get it.
Worry about that come April.
I get it.
God forbid, not gonna, you know, good health with everybody.
Let's get this Alonzo call. Andrew's in East Chester. I'm very curious why he would want. Is he a Yankee fan? What's up, Andrew? How are you today, buddy? Andrew. Wake up, dude.
I don't know. I don't know how I am. Congrats to Sal, for sure.
Well, thank you.
I am a Yankee fan, but I am curious as to why you wouldn't want Alonzo. It's protection for Judge. We need a first baseman.
Because he hits 235 and he can't run.
He is a righty, but...
Andrew, think about the way Pete's power plays. Very rarely goes oppo, unless it's in the playoffs, you know, that he hits big ones the other way. I don't think his power would play quite at the stadium the way it has in Queens, although he is a prodigious power guy, so power translates. I just don't think it will be quite as transferable. He means nothing to me emotionally like he does to the Met fan because he's done nothing for the Yankees. Now, Bellinger means nothing to me, but Bellinger could pick it. Bellinger could run. Bellinger's not going to be,
he'd be a good fit.
It'd be a great fit. There's other guys, I think, you know, Christian Walker, better glove, similar power, Pete, power edge, but, you know, Walker, better all-around player. I don't think Pete's a refined baseball player. That's it. You know, and if that's the consolation prize, then I'm going to get real petty.
Then
I'm going to really, really take a turn here. I like him in Queens.
As much as I like to joke around, the Yankees have no use for Pete Alonso. I know they need a first baseman. Pete's not it. The Mets are going to bring Pink. I would be surprised if they don't bring Pete back. And under these circumstances, I'm great with that. Like, it just couldn't be Pete back being the guy.
Yeah.
Now with Soto there, the next guy is just going to be in addition to Soto, so it's great. I think they should bring Pete back. The more I think about it, though, BT, and he was always a good fit, now they have to have Bellinger because he could play center. You move Dominguez to left. He's also insurance for first base in case whatever. Let's say even if they got Walker, you still need, like, Stanton, you can't rely on him for a full year.
Uh-huh.
Like, you need some kind of insurance there as well. So Bellinger could play center. He could play a little first. And maybe the Yankees get a third baseman. Who knows? But they need Bellinger minimum because I think he would start the year in center field. So you'd have Dominguez in left, Bellinger in center, and Soto in right.
Here's the bottom line.
Me, and Judge in right.
And Judge in right. The bottom line with the Yankees, you know, three younger. Forget about Durbin for a minute. I know he's interesting, but I'm not going to waste time on that now. The trio of Volpe, Dominguez, and Wells. If by, you know, the middle-ish of the season, we're not looking at these three players saying, all right, they are definite locks to be here
for a
long time. They're the real deal. Yankees have problems.
Yeah.
They absolutely need these young kids to be the real deal. Not superstars, but, you know, Volpe can't hit 240. Dominguez can't get hurt again. You know, Austin Wells can't strike out at the rate that he did. They've got to prove that they are the answers.
Excellent point. There is a path, and the path is not Bregman, Walker, Burns. I'm not saying you don't get those guys.
Yep.
The path has to be Volpe, Wells, Dominguez.
And obviously Judge is the linchpin there.
Yeah, well,
there,
of course. That's a given. It should be anyway. Vince is calling from Baskin Ridge, New Jersey. What's up, Vince?
Hey, Vin.
All-time Yankee fan. Great show you have.
Thank you.
I'm relieved. I don't know about happy, but I'm relieved that the Yankees can now take that money and build a real team, not just a two-person team.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that this played out just the way I thought. The Yankees were never signing him because Hal doesn't have the money that Cohen has. They're a private company. They got like 20 Steinbrenners on the payroll. We'll never know that. So a lot of money goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of relieved. Let them build a team. And you might be in the varsity now, but you have to win something first. You know, you can put lipstick on the Mets or a new dress on the Mets, but they're still the Mets.
Yeah, they are still the Mets, Vince. And today I'd rather be a Mets fan than a Yankee fan. And thank you for the call.
I don't even think you could say, I don't even think that that's a fair statement, that they're still the Mets.
Yeah, now, I mean, it's stupid, but
well,
whatever.
I know you just kind of glossed over it, but because of who they beat for Juan Soto, that is the most un-Mets-like thing that I've ever seen them do in their history.
Right.
I think it's just a lazy retort.
Yeah.
I really do.
There's still the Mets. Problem is for you, the Mets have changed. For you, Vince, I'm saying. Mets have changed. Like, yeah, still New York Mets, but not your father's Mets. Not even your brother's or son's Mets. These are the new Mets. Beltran once said that famously over, you know, whatever, 18 years ago. It's different now. There's a new sheriff in town with King Cohen. It doesn't mean that they're going to have sustained success. That obviously has to fall in place. But any version of the Mets that you thought you knew, that's out the window. It was once Cohen bought the team, but now you've seen it in action for the first time.
Well, I don't know if this is the perfect example here, but you know, think about, remember when the Clippers, when Sterling still owned them, and they had an awful arena, and they had no fans except Billy Crystal, and you know, they just were very mismanaged. And then, you know, I mean, Bomber came in and treated it like a first-rate organization.
Right.
Look at their arena now. Now, I'm not saying that they're, you know, that they've, although the Lakers are a mess, but perceptually, the Clippers have really closed the gap. And
it's a great analogy.
They have a sick arena.
The Mets weren't
Kawhi
as low as the Clippers
Blake.
Were. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
But still.
The awakening is underway.
Yeah, you're never going to catch the Lakers as far as the prestige goes, of
course. No, because Wilt didn't play for the Clippers and Magic and those guys, but
it could take 30 years of success in the Lakers being whatever, but you get the point when there's a changeover in generations. But, yeah, and the Mets didn't have as far to go from where the Clippers were to catch the Yankees, the Clippers had to go a long way to even get on par with the Lakers.
Correct.
Mets didn't have that far to go, but they've now stealing Soto away. Imagine the Clippers stealing a star player away from the Los Angeles Lakers in the prime of his career.
No, that's...
Kobe or Shaq going to the Clippers in their prime?
No.
It's unheard of. Jason is calling from North Bergen, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
What's up, gentlemen? Sal, can I request the King Kong music for a second?
Yes. Right now you need it?
Yeah, I need it right now.
Okay, Dove, can you get that up? We have there you go. It was on
King
standby.
Cohen has done it. The pinstripes have been stripped. Chaz, tradition this. The ghosts have been busted. We are here. We move forward. Bring on Pete. I want a trade for a pitcher. I don't care who it is. It's time. Let's go, Mets. Thank
there you
boys.
Go,
great
Jason.
Show.
How fun was that? Oh, it's getting me pumped up. I don't know if I can wait another 20 minutes. For those of you just joining us, first of all, check anything you missed on the free Odyssey app. Second, we will have the official coronation of the king coming up at 1 o'clock.
And I have a better idea.
If you want to watch it, get by Twitch.
Do it at 2 o'clock.
No.
So I cannot see it.
I'm probably going to do it at 6 o'clock on SNY, but I want to do it here.
Are you bringing this stuff to the TV today?
Yeah, they already texted me. I said, yeah, it's been sitting in the office for months.
Oh,
I got it on standby, baby. I wasn't sure we were going to get to use it.
You're enjoying taking these bows, aren't you?
I needed this one.
Yeah, you did. You dug in on this one for a long time. You needed this one. That's funny.
The NL East is over. That's over now.
I know.
King Cohen, baby.
Yeah.
Vince is in Trenton, New Jersey. What's up, Vince?
Hey, guys. I'm kind of bummed we didn't get him, but looking at it realistically, we were not going to go bonkers elsewhere to build a team to beat the Dodgers, and that's what we should be concerned with. And by letting him go, you guys might think I'm crazy. Why can't they go out and sign Burns, Fried, and Scott and say, here it is, it's the best staff in baseball, and start with that. To help hedge against the kids playing the other positions, get Bellinger, and I like Profar to play, and put Bellinger at first, and
that's
gamble with
Durbin.
It is a lot of money, but it's not that much more than you were going to commit. Excuse me, and that's a much better team than Soto plus one.
They're not getting Burns and Fried. I mean, could I see one? Yeah.
If you had to take one, which one would you want?
Burns. I know. One of the things I heard about Fried is that people don't really know if he wants a big market.
Then that would take him
off
the
table.
I think Burns is going to be a bad investment, dude, sooner than later. I don't think he's Gerrit Cole at all.
Nah, I mean, I wish he was a little bit younger, and it's not
up
to his 30.
Spin rate coming down? You were into all
bit.
Those,
I mean, not perfect. Not a little bit. I wouldn't even do Tanner Scott. I would almost rather take that money. Yankees, I don't know how many times I have to say this. The Yankees need offense. The Yankees need sticks. Like, Luis Gil is young. He's going to be really good.
Man,
or at
Clark
least should
Schmidt.
Be. Clark Schmidt's good. Gerrit Cole, we'll see where he's at, but should be really good. I mean, when I started booting the ball around the field in the World Series, don't forget he was great that game until everything happened and that happened. So I think the Yankees staff will be really good. They'll have some depth. It'll be fine. You got to hit, man. The Yankees line up is weak. If Judge and Soto didn't do anything this past year, the Yankees generally didn't do anything. Now Soto's gone.
BT. He's not gone, like, out of here gone. He's gone from one side of town to the other.
To the other side.
And we'll continue talking about that when we come back, BT and Sal on the Fan.
All right. This as we grind through this Monday here.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan on this historic day in New York sports. Juan Soto signing the largest contract ever in sports and leaving the Yankees to go to the Mets to do so. BT, we'll have the coronation of a king coming up at 1 o'clock. I know you're looking forward to that. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It still hasn't sunk in yet, really. Like, when you think about the reality, when we go through this next baseball season, hopefully we go down to spring training and are there for both teams, Mets and Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees storyline going to be without Juan Soto and whoever they get in free agency. But the Mets is going to be all about Juan Soto being the new star, new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
Remarkable to think we're going to watch Juan Soto with the Mets this year.
And maybe more in addition to Soto. Yeah. You and I both think the Mets are going to do some big things here. Who had a worse day yesterday? The Yankees are losing Soto or Mara looking up over the sky at MetLife Stadium. You see signs basically selling, you know, end the circus. You know, fix the train wreck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it got bad. And we'll get into the football. Obviously, we know what happened yesterday. We'll get into the football as the week or weeks go on, but it's not about the results. Yeah, that's ugly for the Giants. Like, it has gotten... By the way, it is an interesting thing to bring up where you talk about where the Giants were perceptually versus where the Jets were. And now the Giants have been so bad for so long that it wasn't that the Jets came up to catch them the way that the Mets are trying to come up to catch the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
It's that the Giants came down.
Which diluted their grip on the Jets.
All the way down to where they're both embarrassments.
They're both absolutely horrendous.
Right?
Yeah.
But the fall, like, imagine the Yankees falling to the Mets level. That's not what happened here. The Mets are coming up.
They rose.
To the Yankees level. That's what you want, ideally. The Jets should rise to the Giants level, but there is no level now with the New York football team.
Well, we're going to ride this baseball stuff, obviously, today and the next couple of days, and both the Yanks and Mets should be adding to this. The Soto stuff is, you spent the year on it. You don't spend the day on it when it actually happens. So we're going to roll with this for a while. But one conversation that you and I will have on the show at some point in the next 2 weeks, a real deep dive on, like, who's got the, because it's tough to look through the trees right now and see any positivity. Who's got the brighter future, Jets or the Giants? I think cases could be made both. I mean, and you got to look far and wide to see him, but I'm looking forward to having the conversation.
Sadly, we're probably years away from either really having sustainable success moving forward. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is in Elmont. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
How are you, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Good, man. I'm a Mets fan here. I'm super excited about the Soto news. I was watching you guys, Sal, on the Evans podcast reacting. That was pure greatness to see you guys react in real time. I really enjoyed that. So thanks for that. I just wanted to hello? You guys hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, now that we got Soto and everything's good, and first of all, I'm loving the Yankee fans calling the salty Yankee calls. Like, I just love it. Like, I listen to it all day. It's great. But now that we got Soto, I feel like we need to get Pete. And in my opinion, as great as Steve Cohen is at getting Soto, really, it's because of Pete. Because if he doesn't hit that home run and we don't make a run deep into the playoffs, I don't think Soto is even interested in the Mets, honestly. So what do you guys think about that?
I think it could have worked one of two ways. Now, again, me, I've always said that the Mets story last year added to the intrigue for Soto. I can't prove it, but I said that going into the year. And then as I saw it unfold, the chemistry, I would think that would seem fairly appealing from a distance. I can't prove it. But then I could also make the case, like, if Pete doesn't hit that big home run or the Mets, you know, win 77 games like a lot of us thought they might, that might incentivize Cohen to go even more bonkers out of desperation and maybe would have given him 850. Who? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think it matters. I think Cohen was getting this guy no matter what, whether it's Steve Cohen, Alex Cohen, his wife. Like, they were going to go as hard as you could go after any free agent. That's what they were going to do regardless. I don't think it hurts, certainly. And by the way, maybe the point about the Pete home run specifically, like, at least the Mets already made the postseason at this point. You want to tell me that if they were 11 games under and finished one of the worst teams in the league, would it have taken a lot more to get him? Maybe. But they're already in the postseason anyway. I don't think Pete's home run specifically. Yeah, they played two more rounds after that, sure. But, like, what's the difference? You make the playoffs, you make the playoffs. You're an awful team. That's different than making the postseason. So I wouldn't say just because they won a couple of rounds, it changed it.
But I think it showed how vibrant Queens could be.
Yeah.
And because, listen, we even talked about it in 2022 when I was there in the Bronx, Yankees, Astros, and you were there in Queens, Mets Padres.
It was bad.
Both stadiums did not have any juice because there was no believability that either of the two teams had a chance to win anything. And I think Queens sounded, and so did the Bronx, but Queens sounded a lot different, in my opinion, last year than 2022.
Oh, okay,
and somebody like Soto might notice that.
Right, but think about it. If we're weighing just the results of what happened, and I know it's not just that. I know it's not just that, okay. But if we're factoring that in, he just experienced something that he's never had a taste of before. I know he won the World Series with the Nationals, but it's different in pinstripes in the Bronx. The way he was revered by Yankee fans, the roll call, all that stuff. But now
if you get to the other stuff like Alex Cohen's personal touch or...
But
this is what I mean.
So it was all of it together.
I think so. I mean, the belief
that... The money, the personal touch, and the success they had.
That the Mets are going to go a lot further in the next couple of weeks here, and that was communicated to Juan Soto, that their manager just got here and should be here for a while. David Stern just got here and should be here for a little while. So I think that those things on top of... You know, just the sound of Queens. Again, I don't know exactly what percentage I would attribute to that. Like, oh, the 26% meant that. I don't know. But I know that it never hurt. And I always thought that, I'm telling from a Yankee perspective, I'm like, the more this thing goes and the OMGs and the family vibe and everything that they're doing, I won't say it worried me, but to me it presented the Mets as more viable.
That's what I'm saying. Well, how about this? They would have always had the same vision, the organization, but it's harder for somebody else to see it when it's not there, or believe it when it's not there. Well, now they saw it.
Yeah, correct.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this whole time, and look what happened last year.
Yep.
So the fact that he could actually Soto saw it for himself, I'm sure that didn't
hurt. Where are you taking me next?
When we come back, we'll have a coronation. A king will officially be crowned. We have the crown ready. We have the robe ready. We have the scepter ready. We have the speech ready. King Cohen will have his coronation when we return.